A prayer spoke to an old God brother yesterday. So nice to meet again. And I mention because I'm going through kind of emotional times nowadays. My two sons are moving out. I mentioned that to him and he went like, yes, we gotta learn to become detached. And yes, of course, he came right from giving a lecture on the topic, some temple, and but we were talking a little more about it that, well, I see it now. Krishna consciousness is bhakti yoga. It's not about detachment, it's about love, it's about relationships between us, me and Krishna, me and all of you, all of us. So I think it is kind of emphasis on, or I would say, too much emphasis on or priority on detachment is more of an Advaita. We are learning attachment to Krishna, but also that we can, or I suggested, it's not about breaking up our relationships and detaching ourselves in that way, but to learn to have real soul-to-soul, loving, friendly relationships. That's what it's about, to break that hard heart. And Prabhupada says that this, you know, yogis, that those kind of yogis, the austere, tapasya yogis, they sometimes get hard, hard-hearted. Because it's about detaching. Renouncing, rejecting, and yes, when we have real soul-to-soul relationships, we learn to know each other as souls, not these bodies that we temporarily carry. Then why shouldn't such relationships remain even after this body is gone? And, well, he seemed to agree. Why not? That's what I'm saying now. it's about getting real and real, you know, our real selves, our real personalities, more and more, and our real relationships to each other, which are then just as we are, lasting and, well, therefore real. That which is for real lasts, right? So yeah, I mean, I'm walking here, doing my meditation in the morning, japa, and well, it's just the usual thing, you know, someone who you love is not there anymore. I mean, they are there, of course, but it feels like that sometimes, and so humans, we people here, we're sometimes together, sometimes separate. And that's part of the trouble of this world. But isn't it so that just as the devotees in Vrindavan on earth, meaning those who have Radha Krishna in their heart, Vrindavan in their heart, they have to learn this love and separation. And thus, when you're a devotee, because it's said that love and separation to Krishna, to God, is even sweeter than when you're together, which always sounded like a great mystery to me. But then when I read the real Bhagavatamrita, I realize, or so I think, that that's the purpose of this entire material world. As illusory and dreamy as it is, and because of that, we have to learn to love and live together as souls, not as bodies, not the external forms, and we have to learn to let our bodily forms reflect who we are, because that's what they do anyway.